Lisa Thomas has a computer at home for the first time in her life, and she loves it.
And I click, 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 click.
Thomas is 46 and a single parent of 5 kids. The oldest just started college at Spalding University. And Thomas is working on getting her high school diploma online while working as a cook at McDonald's.
I was doing the schoolwork, and I was doing it on my phone. So I didn't, man, my phone was ready to crash. So, you know, I was just, you know, trying to use what I had in front of me. So, you know, there it was.
Thomas was doing reading assignments and taking tests on a palm-sized device with a data plan. When she heard the Louisville Metro Housing Authority was giving out refurbished computers for free, she asked for one. Then about a month ago, the last piece of the puzzle fell into place. Thomas signed up for low-cost broadband through AT&T for $10 a month after hearing about it from a neighbor. Metro Chief of Civic Innovation and Technology Grace Simrall says this is something Louisville is working toward on a bigger level, connecting low-income residents with both home computers and internet access.
You know, there's a lot of debate nationally about whether or not having a smartphone with a cell plan is really covering digital equity.
Simrall says bridging the digital divide requires getting people home internet access with more robust hardware like desktop and laptop computers.
Oftentimes, cell phone plans have data caps, and that limits your amount of being able to do something. Families oftentimes are sharing data plans, so that limits the ability for children to use it for homework and for adults to use it for job searching.
In the last fiscal year, Louisville Metro got about 420 low-income residents onto low-cost broadband plans by educating people about their options. Simrall says these low-cost internet plans are a good resource, even though they come with slower download speeds. But Angelique Johnson says the city needs to work toward providing every resident with affordable high-speed options, too.
There's got to be a way to get that high speed into the residential areas, especially in areas that are either low-income or they've been redlined, because not every neighborhood that is deemed low-income is actually everybody in there is low-income. It's just that, by and large, they've been overlooked.
Johnson is an electrical engineer and the Digital Inclusion Fellow at 1804, a Louisville entrepreneurship center. She says internet access is essential for anyone trying to improve their station in life, whether by starting a business or getting an education. But that access is most useful when it's fast, especially because corporations like Google and Microsoft optimize their products for speed.
They're not designing technology and hardware to be used with these slow, you know, archaic speeds.
Johnson says Louisville can look to groups in cities like Detroit and New York that have made efforts to spread free or low-cost, high-speed wireless internet to residents. Internet service providers or other entities could tap into the municipal fiber lines Louisville is in the process of laying as one way to increase access. And she says getting more people connected would be good for the city.
That individual being able to get a high-paying job, being able to get a digital skill set that makes them, you know, thrive in society, which then leads to the greater good of everybody financially.
Lisa Thomas says she may not have continued pursuing her degree if she hadn't gotten a desktop and internet access at home. She describes how she felt after bringing home her computer.
Boy, a big relief, because I didn't know what I was going to do. I was just going to give up and say, hey, it is what it is. Just move on.
I'm Amina Elahi in Louisville.